mask, and you shall receive. So what do you want, baby? This is episode 8, season 2 of The Masked Singer.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Hey guys.
Y'all might be like, what the hell did happen to this girl? We let her go off air for 2 weeks, and she's back worse.
Right. You were sick, sick. I got to stay away. I got to scoop.
Please do. I have given my office my germs. I've already feel guilty, so please, I don't want you out. I don't wish this on nobody. What's up, everybody?
Hey, y'all. What's up, chat?
It's the after show for The Masked Singer. I'm your host, Raylan T. I'm with my girl. She been holding it down. She was once new to The Masked Singer. Now she a vet. She been holding us down for the last few weeks.
I've been trying. I'm
Shanti Era, what's good, girl?
What's up, y'all? Thank you.
Standing ovation.
Okay. Yes, I've been holding down by my lonesome, girl. I missed you.
I'm sorry, I missed you too.
Glad you're back.
Look, bear with me, y'all. I'm glad I'm back too. Look, let's get into this episode.
Yeah.
Mask and you shall receive.
I love that.
I received a lot.
I did.
It was a lot.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, but I'm kind of indifferent. So, like, look. So, we shall receive, right? So, let's just get into what we received, which was the unveiling
of Miss Patti LaBelle.
Okay.
I knew that.
I knew it, too.
I'm just kidding.
You didn't know?
You know, I mean, there was a once upon a time, long time ago. Wow. Long, long time ago, I was saying it was Tina Turner.
Really?
Because I don't remember the name of the song, but I said there's a certain song that she sings where her voice sounds different. Of course, tonight, with that range, she sang A Heart Alone. With that range, I'm like, okay, it's Patti. And I knew it before then, too. Yo, the fact that she can do that is
amazing. That's why I knew it was Patti too, because recently, last Mother's Day, I took my mom to go see Patti LaBelle in concert, and she always be singing with that hand. It's that she getting it. I didn't know she had 13 Grammy nominations, though. That's something that I learned.
I'm not even surprised.
Not surprised though.
Yeah,
at all.
Not surprised.
And the judges seemed like they were so emotional once her mask was taken off. Like, they just...
Yeah. Can I just say, Kim was driving me crazy with this Bjork. Like, okay, and the thing is, like, it makes me feel better talking about him and his like, theories of who's underneath the mask, because I'm like, at least somebody's doing worse than me. Okay.
Look,
oh, my gosh.
What's the chat saying?
Yo, they in here. Miriam did a whole countdown. I told them we were going to start on time today. Ain't my fault.
Look.
Ain't my fault. But, Miriam said, love that name. Joseph said it was incredible. Oh, Miriam said, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Girl, look, barely. Barely. But we're gonna keep pushing on.
We're going to get there. Yeah. All right. I did want to mention that I didn't catch this, but Robin Thicke had said that when they were doing the Clue package, that the guys in the background playing Patty Cake. I did not see that. So he said that that's how he was able to put the two. I mean, well, obviously the voice, of course, but that clue. And for me, I felt like the flower kind of gave the most clues tonight. I know sometimes it just really depends.
Okay, so this is one of my theories, which is probably wrong. Mm-hmm. But do you think that, you know how these reality shows or these competition shows or whatever, what have you, it's supposed to be, you know, live and real.
Yeah.
What if people do vote, okay.
Yeah.
But what if it's also based on the star's availability on who goes home?
Oh, that's a good theory, yeah.
I know that somebody like Patti LaBelle or somebody of a big stature cannot block off, you know.
Look.
That much allotted time. I mean, I don't know, maybe depending on the check.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna say it. I mean, when the Rottweiler beat out Flower, I was just like, wait, what?
I'm like, does Patti LaBelle got some scheduled tours or concerts that she already agreed to?
Yo, I'm glad you said it. And the thing is, I like the Rottweiler. I do.
Yeah.
And I think with the Leopard has great presence. But I'm just like, the leopard to beat out Flower, I mean, I understand it in a sense because, like I said, the presence and, you know, how the leopard is and the voice. I love the raspiness of the voice. Yeah. But how does the leopard and the Rottweiler beat out Patti LaBelle's voice? Like, that's insane to me.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't really know. I guess, you know, it's not based on vocals.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it is because I feel like that's who low-key be going home the first. Like, when we had the egg leave, the egg wasn't really a strong vocalist.
Well, the egg, look, bye, egg.
Neither was Layla Ali.
Yeah.
She left early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Skeleton, like, yeah, I'm just...
I was surprised that Raven left when she wasn't here, but I was surprised that she was unveiled.
I'm
so
still
fast.
Not over that.
Sherri Shepherd, yeah, she deserved it a little bit. I love Sherri Shepherd, but she I didn't need her there.
Yeah. Well, Joseph said that she chose a bad song for the SmackDown.
Yes.
So, and I mean, we all know she sang Eye of the Tiger.
But I feel like the Butterfly, on her second performance, chose a song that wasn't that great. I don't know if it's because she had electrocuted that night. But...
yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know either. I just... Again, I mean, granted, this is tough. You know, the Flamingo's really good. The Leopard has great presence. Yeah. The Flower, the range, the Rottweiler is just...
And the Flamingo, okay, if we're going on theories, if we're going by... I think if it is Adrian Bailon, think about what her schedule really is like.
Yeah.
She has the reel. She does her own content from, I think, her own home.
Yeah.
So it's not... that complicated if she needed to stay on the show a little while longer. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I love the theory, though. I agree with you. Maybe Patty couldn't have stayed on, but I feel like...
If you think about T-Pain's schedule, if we're going back to season one,
he's available.
Not saying that he's not booked and busy, but I feel like he's available to stay on for a few episodes.
Yeah. I mean, for the sake of her losing the way she did, Patti LaBelle is what I'm talking about. That better be the reason.
Well, Thanksgiving around the corner, she might have to be in the kitchen making some patty pies.
You know what? Right. I'm here for it. Save me one, Patti LaBelle. Let's see. Selena said justice for Black Widow. Kristen said justice for Raven. See, they still want it. Miriam said, I love that SmackDown. It was like Battle of the Classic Singer. Love it. Millicent said Patty L's song choice was way off. Selena said all reality shows is rigged.
Damn, I love it. I'm a pessimist.
Yo.
Look.
Oh my God.
So, we went to the unveiling, but let's go back to the beginning of this episode. We had the Flamingo singing, ironically, a Patti LaBelle classic, Lady Marmalade.
Yeah, and she killed it.
Shout out to my friend Sydney, because he's from France, and he speaks full French. And
bonjour.
I'd be like, voulez vous coucher avec moi? To his dog, his dog only answers in French.
Really?
And so all I can say to it is, voulez vous coucher avec moi?
Is it voulez vous coucher?
Voulez vous coucher avec moi?
Girl.
C'est soir. Moulin Rouge. Okay, that's the only French I know.
Roll the tongue,
bonjour,
I love it.
Bonjour, oui, oui.
I found out flower means flower.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm bilingual, basically.
I need to learn some more.
Actually, I can say the alphabet in French. Let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not disrespect the language live on air.
Right, okay.
But you know what was crazy about her singing this song is how emotional she got after she finished.
See, she be trying to trip us up, girl.
This is Adrian, though.
It's Adrian, for sure. And I think the clue for me, I mean, obviously, there's been clues throughout the entire show, season so far.
Yeah.
But she said that she's loving her voice for the first time in years. We also saw that, like, Spanish was threaded in.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I mean, it sounds like Adrian. It's Adrian.
First of all, it's so crazy, because that's how I knew from the first episode it was Adrian. Because, like I said, I was a 3LW stan, okay?
I was too.
And she, but, like, you know, but Adrian had her and Notori.
Yeah.
They were the lead vocalists on all the songs. So, you know, they would switch off. Adrian would do one verse. Notori would do another verse. You know,
Keely did, too.
Keely came in with them damn raps, girl. I love Keely, but she didn't come in with too much, okay?
Well, you promised
vocally.
Me Kate Spade,
yeah,
but
yeah,
that was
yeah.
last year, boy, in the eighth
that's
grade.
All we got.
Yeah.
That's all we got, okay? She did not come through with no dang vocals. I was like, that's Keely,
that's Adrian.
I was able to pick it out.
Yeah,
you know
oh, for sure, for sure.
So I knew it was her. What's crazy is that her confidence, though, with the singing. Because I loved it. Even in Cheetah Girls, I feel like she had her and Raven always had the main vocals in all of the songs.
Yeah, but I think it goes back to, you know, with us not really knowing what's going on behind closed doors.
That's true.
There's something, even though she has this beautiful voice, but we don't really know the history with that. I mean, what singing has been for her. But yeah, it seems like it's really emotional for her.
Especially because I guess we have only known her to be in a group where, right. in a group setting, her voice is being combined with other women and not really her own.
So, yeah. So I guess I can see that, but
that's a big song to sing, though.
It is, but she's killing it. I love the flamingo. She's amazing. Her voice is incredible, and yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I got a little sad for her.
A little sad. I thought she was a real flamingo.
I can't.
Like, you know when you watch like an animal movie and the puppies be talking, you're like, dang, that puppy. Right. Like, puppies don't talk. Like, I felt like that's how I felt when I was watching her talk as a flamingo. I'm like, oh, this flamingo. I just want to hug this flamingo.
She needs a hug. Selena said it was Cheetalicious.
Okay. Hey.
Hey. Yes, I agree with that. Miriam said Adrienne should be proud of herself and release her voice. It's so beautiful. Oh, I'm sorry. And realize her voice is beautiful. And Kristen agreed it's beautiful.
She needs to actually, after this, I think, venture off into making music. There's an audience that wants to hear it.
I want to hear it.
I do, too.
Man, if I had a voice like her, girl, I would sing everywhere. I'd be at the drive-thru.
She said this one song that she came out, and nobody even listened to it. She came out on her reality show. It was called Don't Give Up on Us. And I downloaded it, and I was like, don't give up on us.
With the dance,
I felt like I was the only girl playing that dang song. I said, I will be here for an Adrienne. Yeah. A little album, EP.
I would be, too.
Come on, Cheetalicious. Come on, Cheetalicious. So, now, speaking of Cheetah, let's get into another character with some spots, some prints. The Leopard.
Okay, so for me, I saw the mannequin, the whole catwalk thing. And I know people were saying, you know, Billy Porter or Seal, but it's like, okay. I mean, I had a feeling it was Seal based off of y'all's I'm just kidding. But I think the catwalk, the mannequin, really gave it away for me because Seal was married to Heidi Klum.
Okay, I was going
to
say.
So I feel like that definitely gave it away. But I'm not going to lie, though, because, you know, the leopard is came off as a little flamboyant to me. I thought that maybe it have been somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't really know who I think it may have been, but... I thought it may have been like a comedian or something.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody kind of like acting a bit. So.
I think it's Seal.
Yeah. I mean.
I saw the British flag on the megaphone.
Yes.
And he's British.
And I wrote down, so I was watching, I love Batman. Batman Forever is really one of my favorite ones, one with Val Kilmer. But yeah, he sings that song, Baby. It's called Kiss from a Rose. Yes. But anyways, I can't sing, but I try. So nevertheless, yeah, so I was like, damn, that voice. Baby.
Okay, that's all I got. Like, don't blame me. I ain't got no voice, y'all. That's what I'm blaming on, okay? But no, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely
Seal. Kiss from a Rose, that's Seal. That's when I heard the voice sounds so much like Seal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I was just, look, I was in denial. I don't be knowing.
It's your first season. It's okay.
But again, it goes back to me saying that there are certain songs that they sing, and, you know, the voice trips you up a bit. But... clearly, a lot
like Raven doing Carrie Underwood.
Right.
Before he cheats. There we go. About to call it a Louisville Slugger. The song. Okay. Yes.
Kristen, don't make fun of me. Okay, let's see. Kristen said, no, Selena said, Seal, arf, arf. Yo, y'all are silly.
Arf, arf, y'all. Arf, arf.
Let's see. Miriam said, Leopard is Seal. No joke. And I'm glad the judges are understanding why it's Seal. Kristen said, I agree. Came off as flamboyant.
But I feel like the British are like that, though. They're not, like, very American as far as, like, everything has to have, like,
yeah.
a specific you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying?
But it gave me Jamie Foxx vibes. You know when Jamie Foxx, sometimes he'll throw on that woman's voice and do the snap and things like that. So that's why I was like, is it a, I know it's a man, but is it like a comedian or somebody being funny to try and throw us off?
Yeah, it's the British humor, which I love. Shout out LVP.
Love it. Miriam said I was about to cry. Seal going in the SmackDown. Millicent said Cheetah may be RuPaul.
RuPaul ain't got that type of voice.
Selena said, you trying.
RuPaul, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Shanice, she said she's late. She said, hey, she can't stop by to say hey, and she loves us, but she can't stay. Hey, Shanice, we love you.
Look.
Though the chat be lit. I love you.
If I'm going based off what we just said.
Mm-hmm. For who?
Leopard. And what, my theory about availability and the celebrities. What's Seal got going on?
I mean, he could be working on some things behind closed doors. Not everybody is just out there with what they're working on. You know? Okay. I tried to
get for example, I know Kevin Hart probably wouldn't be underneath the mask.
For sure. Kevin Hart is booked and busy.
And if he was, he probably gonna be sent home on the night two, maybe night one.
Yeah.
Very early on. Okay? So
who you think then? You said
it's Seal.
Okay. You think it's still being Seal. Okay.
I'm going with Adrian Bailon for the Flamingo, Seal for the Leopard. And let's get into this Rottweiler, honey.
Okay.
Okay, and this is the chat, y'all gonna have to help us out. Because I don't know who the hell is underneath this Rottweiler. There's just too many clues. My head is spinning. I don't even know. It's making me more sick than I already am.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, we got these clues. Platinum. We had platinum grills, though.
Yeah.
Nah, think about it. That was a grill. It wasn't just platinum. It was a platinum grill.
So, the clues.
Zen.
Yeah, this is the thing about the Rottweiler. All the clues for the Rottweiler throw me off. Because they're they're so random. I mean, before I was thinking maybe a boy band. I thought maybe a football player. I saw the Super Bowl ring. There's been all these clues. And then tonight it's like, the platinum. I saw the boxing, the September, the four trophies. I'm like, okay, you know, it's...
Look.
Come on. And then you say Bruno Mars.
Listen up. Get your clue package together for the Rottweiler. Because it's a mess, honey, okay?
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Because we can't figure this out.
Yeah, I mean, look, Shanice, who else? Selena, they're saying Chris Daughtry 100%.
You know what? Maybe I just haven't really...
I don't know, but the judges said Gavin Bastel.
I love Chris Daughtry. Don't get me wrong, I think he's so talented. I have not listened to Chris Daughtry probably since 2006. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to lie. I don't even know what he's been up to.
I don't either.
What has he been up to, chat? What has Chris Daughtry been up to? Look, I'm putting it down.
Let's see. Joseph said Chris Daughtry last week. He drew something on his Instagram. He has a ton of drawings. Makes me believe it's him. Miriam said Rottweiler is someone with the look and voice of a prince of a faraway land. He just makes me blush. Aw.
Damn.
That was
who
deep.
Said that?
Miriam said that.
Damn, Miriam, you gonna have to, get with the Rottweiler. Like how Thinkmajig is trying to throw it at Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Which maybe Nicole. I said, by the way.
What?
I had said, side note. That the Thingamajig and Nicole should get together. And ironically, he dedicated his performance to her, just saying I had said that prior.
I can't speak on it because that's part of my news and gossip for tonight.
We got some news and gossip coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We sure do.
So look, I'm going to save my thoughts.
Okay, well, how about this? How about we wrap up this Rottweiler and then we get into some news and gossip?
Okay, real quick. I think Ken said Mario Lopez.
Okay, let's go back to that. Because hell, see me? You see these lips? Hell to the no. Okay, Mario Lopez.
Yo, hit. Yeah.
But I'm being hella stupid if it is Mario Lopez, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, it's not. It can't be. Shanice, that's your mistake, sis. Chris is talented.
You know? I know Chris is talented. I just haven't listened to him since 2006. I don't know why.
Yeah. Same. You know? I don't know.
What was that song he had? Was it Home?
You know what? I wish I could help us out, y'all. I wish I could tell y'all. Shanice, girl. That's my news and gossip. Stop.
Shanice, look. Trying to spoil the chat. What's your thoughts?
I'm kidding. Let us know. Let us know what they have. Oh, so Kristen said he did things for CSI and Criminal Minds.
Oh, yeah. So, he was acting.
Yeah. And Selena, thank you. Selena said that nobody guesses can be as terrible as Ken's. Selena said it.
Look. And he the one who said Mario Lopez.
Right. Joseph said that made him laugh hard. Because I'm like, they named a few. Billy, Joe Armstrong, Darren Criss.
I just think that maybe Ken at night just like, before you go to bed, just write some random names down. Yeah. And just throws them out there before he gets on air. Because
he does.
Bjork. Mario Lopez.
And then the Fantasia. So Fantasia for the Flamingo. It's like, I know that ain't no Fantasia. Like, this is all over the place. All over the place. But you know what? I got no room to talk, but I talk anyway.
All right, look. So we have in our picks.
Yes.
So I think it's time, right? Should we get into some AfterBuzz news and gossip?
AfterBuzz TV news.
Before we get into some news and gossip, I just want to let you guys know, thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. If you're on YouTube, make sure you guys subscribe, give us a like. And if you're listening on iTunes, we love you. Leave us some comments. Give us 5-star ratings. We really appreciate you guys so much in the chat. Keep it going. Again, we love you guys. All right.
We do, because I was up on the previous episodes, y'all done went back, gave us like 44,000 views.
I know. I said, yo, y'all are great.
These are my people.
Right.
I'm at home. I'm back. Not all the way, but semi here.
Semi.
All right. Yes. So what we got?
So we got a couple things. So we're going to start off with Robin Thicke. So Robin Thicke worked on Usher's Confession album. I did not know that. Did you?
I wonder, like, in what capacity?
Yeah, you know,
vocally, or is he writing?
I would think that writing. I mean,
that is honestly, personally, in my opinion, Usher's best album today.
Yeah, that's still one of my favorite albums. I mean,
I could bump that right now, like it dropped today.
His last couple, I ain't gonna speak on that, but nevertheless, but that was a really good album. Yes. I can still play those songs.
And now I know, because he had like Rico Love in the studio, he had Robin Thicke, but let us know what's going on with this.
So Robin worked on this on his album, and so there was a song on there called Can You Handle It? And so Paula Patton, she stated that she's the ex-wife of Robin Thicke and the mother of his 9-year-old son, Julian, for those of you who don't know. And she is the female voice on the song Can You Handle It? And basically, she just said that they just needed a woman's voice. She just happened to be there, and she got it. And, yeah, so this was before her and Robin were married or anything. This was like years ago. And so, John, I don't know if you have the clip, but can you play it?
Can you handle it if I go there, baby, with you? I can handle it. I can go there, baby, with you.
Oh, I hear you talking, babe.
Thank you so much.
You know what's crazy about that song? I literally, when, you know, Blackberry was a thing.
Yeah.
I actually used to be like, when I actually have that song downloaded on my Blackberry, I was like, if I get a man, he's going to be able to sing, and he's going to sing me a song.
Yes.
Present day, my man cannot sing. So, you know, I'm just going to have to just...
He can lip sing. It's fine.
Okay. Well, a girl can dream.
A girl can dream. A for effort.
What else we got?
No, so I thought that was dope. So that's pretty cool. And love that. I never knew that was Paula Patton. That doesn't even sound like her.
I mean, she had nothing to do, she said.
She was just there, right place, right time. It's like, that's just how it works for some people, I guess.
Well, my voice is raspy now, so if anybody need a raspy voice.
Right, Usher, I heard Usher's new album's coming out, so if you need somebody to, you know, you need a woman's voice, I got you.
I got you.
Okay, moving on. Something's wrong with this. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and cite my sources for this. Breaking news. According to The Sun and Daily Mail, rumor has it that Nicole Scherzinger is dating Tom Evans. Now, he is in the group TriStar on X Factor. He is also a rugby player. Muscles. So the X Factor celebrity judge, she was pretty impressed with their performance, and they sang X Ambassadors Boom. And at one point, there was, you know, they were singing, dancing, and this and that, and all of a sudden I see, you know, water, I see shirts ripping.
What's his name?
Tom, T-H-O-M, Evans. John, if you want to play this little clip for the viewers real quick so they can see all this greatness. Okay. All right. It's about to happen. Okay, uh-oh. I see the water.
Okay, Magic Mike.
Okay, right. That's definitely giving me Magic Mike vibes. All right, so nevertheless, that's the one right there. That one, him. Yes, oh. That's Tom Evans. So, I said that right there. That him.
That him.
So, apparently, a show's insider stated that they've been flirting, texting. I get it. They're cute. After the show, they actually headed to an exclusive night spot called Tape London. And they did leave in separate cars, but, you know, they were there together. So, people are speculating. And, of course, that's what the media does. So, this may not be innocent, but who knows? They're grown. So, if the sparks are there, see where it goes. I recently discovered that a woman met her now husband in a lift pool. So, you know what? I mean, you can find love anywhere. So, I'm here for it. But although, it might be a conflict of interest if she's a judge on the show. And
ladies, do not be in no damn lift pool thinking that the man next to you
is
future bae.
Right.
He might be a psychopath or a serial killer.
He could be. And I don't even think he's cheating, because you know what? Sometimes they may have accidentally hit the pool button. You never know. All right. That's all I have for you guys today.
Don't do it, sis. Don't do it. But look, the more you know.
The more you know.
Look.
Oh, my God.
Wait, back to that story, though, Nicole. Like, that ruins my thoughts, like I said, of her and Victor Oladipo, if right? That's him underneath the thingamajig costume.
Yeah.
Chat. Put down who you guys want to see.
Well, I mean, you already
Nicole
know.
Nicole and this guy, this rugby player.
Yeah.
Who you find? I'm not going to lie, you find. Or Victor Oladipo.
Yo.
What they saying?
Yo, Shanice is a savage.
What is Shanice saying?
Okay, I'm going to skip that part. Shanice said thingamajig would have been a better date. I agree.
Look, if you want to see what Shanice said, you just go on the dang YouTube with her.
Go in the chat, please. Oh, my gosh. As Miriam said, agree with Shanice. Nicole with thingamajig, still, they're so cute. I agree. Yeah.
He seemed like a nice guy. He seemed like a sweet guy underneath that
costume. He seemed so sweet. Oh, and he got swag. He got a little swag. T loves swag. Okay, let me stop whispering like that.
It would be like crazy though, because then she have dated like two people on the show, Nick Cannon and then Victor Oladipo.
Wait, what? She dated Nick Cannon?
Yes, girl. Where have you been?
Clearly sleep. I need to wake up.
Yes.
Did y'all know that?
That's his ex. They see each other every day at work.
Hmm. That's interesting.
See?
I didn't know. But then, you know, I'm not. Yeah. Okay.
But Nick Cannon has dated everybody. Anybody that you think is out there.
I mean, I know Christina Milian.
Nicole, Salida Ebanks, Kim Kardashian.
Salida Ebanks?
Yes. Mm. Nick Cannon has had all the baddies before the baddies have really fully lost.
Interesting. My mom, she has the, I don't know if she still does, but she had the biggest crush on Nick Cannon. I'm like, out of everybody?
He seems like a nice guy.
He does. No, he's
That's
handsome,
and
for sure.
And Carey, how can we forget? He's had all the baddies.
I mean, literally.
And she blossomed before.
Oh, for
she
sure.
She always been a baddie.
For
but
you
got
sure.
The, so you got the OG
baddie,
you know?
Yeah. Let's see. Miriam said Victor Nicole.
It makes you wonder, like, what Nick Cannon working with? Why how he how you be giving me some?
Nick Cannon.
What you?
Hey, big head.
What you got going
Nick? I ain't right. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm not, but, you know. Hey, look, shoot your shot all 2019, okay? So.
Coven season is around the corner, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. It's cuddle weather, so. Oh, you got a man, so.
Look. Yeah. You good. So I'm out the game.
You out the game?
I'm out the game. I'm retired. Hung up a jersey.
Us single ladies, we'll just... I got you.
But it's fun. You know, that's fun for you to date, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's fun and it's, you know, it's a mix of both.
It is.
But it's okay. Is. You know, it was really as fun.
Yeah.
Predicting what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
After Buzz.
Okay, so Jonathan.
Prediction. Jonathan.
He's like, move it along.
He knew. He knew what I was thinking. Right. So look.
So my prediction, well... Real quick, let me just... I wrote down who's left. So, obviously, we know the flamingo, yeah. Leopard, Rottweiler's left. Butterfly, Thingamajig, Tree, Fox. And so...
Okay, look. Because I wasn't here, let's just put it out here now. Because the next time I'm coming, I'm bringing some shots and we're bringing some steaks. Because, like, we... Like, this is... What is this? I should have bought one today. Because I heard tequila cures the throat. But next time when we come, whoever is wrong... Somebody gonna have to do something. Somebody gonna have to take a shot or something.
I agree.
So we got the fox.
So we got the fox, the tree.
Tree.
Thingamajig. Butterfly.
Thingamajig. Butterfly. And then the people that were left today, right?
Right.
So which is rot. We got the rat. Leopard. And flamingo. Okay, so look.
Yeah, so the season's almost over. I feel like I want to tell you guys who I think is going to be at least in the top two.
Okay, so yeah, how about we do that then?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I don't know if I can do it.
Even more stakes.
Right.
Even more stakes. All right.
Okay, so...
Lay it on me.
So I think the two people that are going to be left... I wish I could pick three. Okay, so I'll do Thingamajig and Butterfly. At least that's who I would like to see go head to head. You know what? That's my final answer.
All right, write that down. Your bottom. That's bottom two for the entire season.
Yes, Thingamajig and Butterfly. And if I get one, I better get one. Shoot.
I would say Seal. I would Seal. Yes, Seal.
I can't.
But the Leopard for me.
Okay.
And.
Final two?
I'll say Leopard and the Butterfly.
See, the Butterfly, she... okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so Leopard and Butterfly in the bottom two.
And we can't change it.
All right.
Okay. Because I be changing mine, so I'm holding myself accountable.
Be accountable. What are the steps?
Right.
Number one, acceptance.
Right.
All right, look.
Okay, so those are the two.
All right, so Fox... Let's see who you got. Well, who you think is the fox for actually this week. So the next week, whoever is revealed, we'll take a shot for that too.
Girl, look, I'm gonna have to go back through all my notes.
So look, Fox, I'm gonna say is Wayne Brady.
Okay.
The tree, that's gonna be left in A. We could just do that live on air next week. Thingamajig, I think is Victor Oladipo. I think we both on the same page with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Butterfly, I'm going with Michelle Williams.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay. The Rottweiler, we're going to have to do that one on air, too, because, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what? Now that I think about my choices, I don't know.
Yeah. But we got to stick with them.
It's not diverse enough. It's two black people. The bottom two.
I'm going off of the voice and the...
But
yeah.
I don't know.
Let's see. Joseph said Fox and Thingamajig.
They might not let us win like that.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I don't know. That's all I got, though.
Okay, I got Leopard and Butterfly. Leopard is Seal for me.
Okay.
That Rottweiler, though, might be in the bottom two. I'm not even going to lie. Because I don't even know who the hell or what the hell is underneath that.
Girl.
All right, look.
I don't know.
All I know is that next week, be ready, honey.
I'm ready.
Take some shots. Ready to get these steaks up.
Yes.
Guys, I'm your host, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. And hopefully next week, my voice will be back so you can understand what I'm actually saying. And Sean Tierra, let the people know where they can find you.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Sean Tierra.
And let's make this fun. How about y'all in the chat? Y'all bring your shot glasses. Y'all bring your alcohol. And we're going to see... who's right and who's wrong. Make sure to follow things, all things AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV. And we will see you guys next Wednesday. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.